Perfect. Hi, Mel, can you hear us?
Yes, hello. I'm on my phone. My other device is not it's not working for me.
Okay, I will if you are ready, we can start the meeting and I'll do a roll call to establish quorum.
Absolutely, please. Thank you.
Okay, perfect. We'll do roll call here. Adrian Ackerman could not make it. Ann Lopez. Think you're muted.
Here.
Thank you. Corinne Cooper.
I'm here.
Perfect. Leanne Hernandez. Mute button's tricky. We see you. Emily Tate did not make it. Jim Glock.
Present.
Thank you. Janet Fisher.
Here.
Thank you. Kenna Smith.
Here.
Thank you. Lara Summers.
Here.
Thank you. Margaret Joplin could not make it. Maureen Lewick.
Here.
Thank you. Mel Dominguez.
Here.
Thank you. Nancy Fung could not make it. Bob Clark.
Here.
Thank you. Valerie Sanchez.
Here.
Thank you. And Valerie Sipp.
Here.
Thank you. We do have quorum. The next item, Mal, would be the Pledge of Allegiance or moment of silence. I'm not sure if you have an agenda in front of you.
No, I don't have the an agenda in front of us, but I mean, it'll just take a second to do the what is it, the Pledge of Allegiance?
Pledge of Allegiance or a moment of silence.
Yes, please. And so we could start that now.
Okie dokie.
Okay. So now we'll start our moment of silence.
Okay, so that was a minute. Did we want to go ahead and go out of order, Abby?
We have 11 members. Currently we have 12. So if Jim does need to leave, I think we can keep the order that
Okay, so the next thing would be welcome and chairperson's report. Is there anything you want to share, Mel?
have. Well, the only thing that I think that I would have to share was with the whole panel is that I'm going to be leaving the panel as well, and that there will be a voting this session to select another chairperson and vice chairperson. I don't know if that's right or
Yes. If there is nothing else, the next item would be the review and approval of the November 15th meeting minutes.
move to approve.
I second. This is Kenna.
Okay. Is there any discussion? Any questions? No? Okay. I will go ahead and take roll call. Ann Lopez?
Here.
You approve of the minutes?
I approve.
Thank you. Corinne Cooper?
Approve.
Thank you. Leanne Hernandez?
Approve.
Thank you. Jim Gluck?
Approved.
Thank you. Janet Fisher?
Approve.
Thank you. Kenna Smith?
Approve.
Thank you. Lara Sommers?
Approve.
Thank you. Maureen Lewick?
Approve.
Thank you. Mel Dominguez?
Approve.
Thank you. Bob Clark?
Approve.
Thank you. Valerie Sanchez?
Approve.
Thank you. And Valerie Sipp?
Approve.
Okay, we do have a unanimous approval. Thank you. The next item on the agenda, Mal, would be the PACD chairperson election.
Yes, so because both, I mean, all of us, the prior chairperson and then myself, we are leaving. So, but Alex is now working for the Arts Foundation, and myself, I'm just staying busy. So this would be the time the group would elect or vote for somebody. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. And my understanding is that the floor will be open for nominations, and that can be a self-nomination, I believe, or a nomination of another member if they choose to accept the nomination.
This is your opportunity to lead the panel in all of these discussions and lead the agenda. So it's a super special opportunity for you folks. So be awesome.
I think Bob Clark did a pretty good job last time. I think it was Bob that did it. Is that correct? As far as stepped in as chairperson. Anyways, I think he did a great job if he would be interested in doing it.
I think that was Jim.
Yeah.
I apologize. Sorry, Jim. All right. Is Jim here?
I am.
Okay. Sorry about that mix up. I remember it was somebody did an amazing job. And Jim, I don't know if anybody else has it. Somebody they want to nominate, but I'll just throw that out there.
I'd like to nominate Maureen.
Okay, I am already like a membership director for an art group and a treasurer for a different art group, and I think I'm pretty thinly spread, so I don't want to do this. Thank you anyway.
Remember, we're looking for a chair and a vice chair. So think about if any of you would be interested in either of those positions.
And you can nominate yourself.
This is Kenna. I would be game to be vice chair.
That's awesome. I'll back up Kenna with that.
Okay, we can move forward with the election on the vice chair. Okay, I will do a roll call. Ann Lopez?
Approve.
Thank you. Corinne Cooper?
Approve.
Thank you. Leanne Hernandez?
Approve.
Thank you. Jim Gluck?
Approve.
Thank you. Janet Fisher?
Approve.
Thank you. Lara Sommers?
Approve.
Thank you. Margaret Joplin? Oh, she's not here. Sorry. Maureen Lewick?
Approve.
Mal Dominguez?
Approve.
Bob Clark?
Approve.
Thank you. Valerie Sanchez?
Approve.
And Valerie Sipp?
Approve.
Great. We have an approval. Kenna as vice chairperson.
Woohoo! Woo! So come on. I need to work with somebody. Let's go.
I'm on a new service chair. Jim Glock. However, I am on the road to a doctor's appointment, and so I am only available for the election of the chair, and then I need to sign off. So, Kenna, guess what? You get to finish the meeting for me today if I am duly elected.
Well, Mel is still running the meeting? Yeah.
Joe. Yes.
Okay, come on. Let's have somebody to work with.
So, as I said, I'm prepared to accept the nomination as chair. Ms. Jim Glock.
Thank you for clarifying.
Okay.
Are either of the Valeries interested?
Jim nominated himself, and anybody second it?
This is Bob Clark. I'll second.
Okay. Perfect. So I will go to roll call. Ann Lopez?
Approve.
Corinne Cooper?
You might want to check to see if there are any other nominations before you go to a vote.
You are correct, Bob. Is there anybody else who is interested? Does not appear to be. Okay. Corinne Cooper for Jim as chair?
Approved.
Perfect. Leanne Hernandez?
Approve.
Thank you. Janet Fisher?
Approve.
Thank you. Kenna Smith?
Approve.
Thank you. Lara Sommers?
Approve.
Thank you. Maureen Lewick?
Approve.
Thank you. Mel Dominguez?
Approve.
Thank you. Bob Clark?
Approve.
Thank you. Valerie Sanchez?
Approve.
Great. And Valerie Sipp?
Approve.
Perfect. We have Jim as chairperson and Kenna as vice chairperson.
Woohoo!
From January.
Congrats, you both.
Yeah, congrats. Thank you both so much for stepping in.
Awesome. Okay, moving on, we have the public art donation review and vote for the Speedway Corridor Mural Project.
Hello, everyone. Thank you. I'll step in here. And first, I'd like to introduce, we have a few guests for this particular topic. So with us, we have Allison Miller, who has really been the driving force behind this, as well as artists Monique and Jody are here as well, who are some of the participating artists in this proposal. So this is the project, the Speedway Corridor Mural Project that I introduced last month at our meeting. I sent out a really comprehensive packet. I hope you all had time to check that out. And before I open it up for comments or discussions, also to our guests, if they would like to make any additional statements about the project, I just want to follow up with one document that I've received since I put that packet together that I think is important to share. So if you don't mind, I'll quickly share my screen. Yeah, can. There we go. All right. Let me just get this into the right sharing mode. Present. Okay. Great. So I had mentioned in our introduction that Allison and the folks for this project had been working with the Poetry Center, and I received a letter from Tyler Meyer, the executive director, and I wanted to share that with you now. It just states, to the members of PACD, I'm writing on behalf of the Poetry Center to endorse the proposed 6 new murals to be installed at the University of Arizona corridor of Speedway Boulevard. We've been working closely with Allison Miller and Alley Cat Murals to support the 6 muralists, all of whom have chosen to work with poets as the originating inspiration for their respective pieces. The Poetry Center has been thrilled to collaborate with each artist and support any adjacent research as they conceptualize their murals. Collectively, the chosen poets represent a diverse range of voices, some from Tucson, some visitors, all who have sought to create an experience of the Sonoran Desert in language. In addition to supporting the development of the mural concepts, the Poetry Center is committed to helping raise funds for the projects to support the artists and material fees. With Alley Cat Murals, we've applied for funding from the Southwestern Foundation for Education and Historical Preservation, and will soon know the outcome of that proposal. We're committed to partnering with Alley Cat Murals to secure the resources needed for the project. So I'll stop sharing there, but I thought that was an important and significant piece of the puzzle to share with you before we opened it up to further discussion. So first, I'd like to open it for Allison or Jody or Monique. Do you have any additional comments that you'd like to make, or just any sort of artist perspective of this project that you'd like to share with the committee?
It's now completely funded.
That's what I thought. Oh, amazing, but I wanted to let you say it.
Abby? Quick interruption. Kenna's screen died, so she's actually in my office with me, so we still have quorum.
Thank you for clarifying.
Okay, just so everybody knows.
Wonderful. And congratulations, Allison and team. That's exciting.
Thanks.
That's great. So any additional notes you'd like to share about developing the project? I know it's been in process for a while, and kind of how the idea came to be.
I'll just, this is Monique speaking, Monique Claraway. I'll just speak to how I'm excited to be part of this project to kind of bring, like, reactivate this space in a different way. Because really where it's between, what is it, Campbell and Park Avenue, I believe. And it's mostly kind of like a transportation hub, people driving through it, not much active participation in the zones aside from like commuting A to B. So I think it'll be neat to have spaces for people to kind of stop and interact with the art on a different level, especially up close and personal outside of their vehicles, which is, I think, really important to me, just getting people like out of the car and into community with other folks.
Yeah, wonderful. That's a really busy area. And so right. It's exciting to think about the different ways it can be used.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, congratulations, team. That's so special. And I agree with art accessibility for all is awesome.
Yeah.
Well, in that case, I'd like to open it up to the committee. If you have any questions or comments after reviewing the proposal and reviewing the artwork, please feel free. If you have questions for the artist or logistical questions for myself, we're happy to answer those now. Valerie?
Thank you. I just wanted to say, you know, and I'm just grateful for your leadership and your community-minded perspective and civic engagement. I think this is a great example of inclusion and a holistic way of looking at community and art and culture. And I'm just very grateful for the work that you've put in and just really look forward to seeing this finished product.
Thank you. It was exciting for me. I'm not one of the artists, but to be part of the behind the scenes and hearing who was getting involved in the project development was really cool to see the cross-section of the community that was engaged in development. Any other questions or comments? All right, if there's no further comment, then I would like to propose that we bring the Speedway Corridor mural donation to a vote.
Do you need to a motion or a second?
Either or.
Both.
I wholeheartedly move that we move this project forward.
Second. I wholeheartedly second.
Okay, I will go ahead and take roll call. Ann Lopez?
Approve.
Thank you. Corinne Cooper?
Approve.
Thank you. Jim Gluck?
Approve.
Thank you. Janet Fisher?
Approve.
Thank you. Kenna Smith?
Approve.
Thank you. Lara Summers?
Approve.
Thank you. Maureen Lewick?
Approve.
Thank you. Mal Dominguez?
Approve.
Thank you. Bob Clark?
Approve.
Thank you. Valerie Sanchez?
Approve.
Thank you. And Valerie Sipp?
Approve.
Perfect. We do have a unanimous approval.
Congratulations, everybody. Allison and Artis, I will follow up with you about next steps and logistical details after this. But congratulations, and you're welcome to stay for the rest of the meeting. Also, you're welcome to bow out now if you'd like. Thank you so much.
Leanne?
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate you having us.
I think I skipped you, Leanne. I do apologize for that.
No problem. Approval. It's fine.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
So sorry.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's exciting.
Yeah. Thank you. Bye, y'all.
If I may interrupt everyone, this is Jim Gluck. I am arriving at my doctor's office, so I will be signing off for this meeting. I will see everyone next month in January, where I will get an opportunity to be your chair. Look forward to it. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. Congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate it. And with Jim dropping, we still have quorum. Next item on the agenda is the public art donation introduction.
Oh my goodness, that's me again. If you don't mind, I'll share my screen one more time. We've got a seriously busy donations season happening right now. So we have three projects that I'll be introducing today. So if you don't mind, I'll share my screen again. Wonderful. So there will be three new projects, and I'll send out similar packets for you with the same sort of outline of the criteria and a rubric if you choose to use it for your own evaluation, as well as application materials. The three projects that will be coming your way are the Dr. V statue. This is an image of the in-progress design. In your application packet, you can expect to find the original application with an integrated maintenance protocol. This is an older style of application. This project's been in the works for a while, so it's a little bit of a different format than some of the recent ones you've seen, but all the same information should be there. Images of the proposed artwork are included, so you can look, check them out. There's more than this one. There's also information about the proposed base for the sculpture, and then a series of community stakeholder reviews. This artwork is proposed to be at the corner, the northwest corner of St. Mary's and Granada, near Davis Elementary School. And the ongoing reviews that we're working on from our end, while you have time to review the packet, we're working on the structural engineering review. The city department review, this is in the right-of-way, so we're working with DTM, and the risk management review. The next project that you can find in our upcoming packets that we'll send out is the arrival of the railroad in Tucson. This is a mural being proposed on the Southern Arizona Transportation Museum, which is a long tool in the historic area, like near where Maynard's is, near Hotel Congress, so right in the heart of downtown. In your application packet, you can expect to find the original application with integrated maintenance protocol. This is actually the same format as the Dr. V statue, so it'll be the same information in the same format there. There will be images of the proposed artwork. which I have a portion of it here on the screen. There are a couple additions that will be on either side of the building as well that are pictured there, as well as a series of community stakeholder reviews, letters of support, and examples of the research that was done to go into creating this historic mural. And then the ongoing reviews that I'm working on my end are the city department review. This is under the office of the city manager. And so we'll be working with them, as well as risk management. So we'll be pursuing those reviews while you're reviewing the packets before our next meeting. And the final packet that we'll be introducing and the final project we'll be bringing next month is the Save Our Saguaros mural. This mural is located at the Sentinel Peak Park, A Mountain. There are a series of existing walls that are just tagged constantly. So the Desert Museum has worked with a local artist to propose a series of murals to take the place on those walls. Again, this is a portion. There are some other additions that you'll see in your packet. And this packet will also contain a proposal and a maintenance protocol in a slightly different format than the other two. A series of community support letters, a review from Ward 1, and the Parks Department review, as well as some additional project details. And ongoing on our end, I am pursuing risk review for this project as well. In the meantime, while you're reviewing in preparation for our January meeting. Stop sharing here. So it's a lot coming your way, but it's a lot of exciting stuff. So keep an eye out, and we'll be sending those out soon. I'll be inviting the folks who are organizing each of these projects, as well as the artists, to attend next meeting. So please, if you have any questions, they'll be able to answer them. I'll be able to answer logistical things from my end. So get your questions and comments ready as you're reviewing. Thank you so much.
Great. So moving on the agenda, as request additions for next month's agenda. Anybody have any items they would like added? Okay, doesn't look like it. Next one is call to the audience. Is there any member of the audience who would like to speak?
Yes, I would like to speak.
Okay, Randy Johnson.
Yes.
Go right ahead.
So for this, tomorrow will be the closing day for proposals for the Santa Rita project, right? So one, I submitted a proposal that the selection panel consider our free wall resolution as an addition to that project. So I'm hoping that when we meet, or when this committee meets in February, to review that panel's recommendation, that that panel will have considered that proposal, that the panel will have received that proposal and considered it. All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you for that. And if there is nothing else, anyone else from the audience would like to speak? Anything else? The Arts Foundation, any members of the PACD committee want to say anything? If not, we are wrapped up this meeting pretty fast.
I just want to say thank you all for making time to attend a December meeting, because I know they're not always they don't happen every year. But we've got a lot on our plate. I really appreciate your time and your consideration of the projects that are happening.
Thanks. And I would say thanks, everyone, for being with us through all this year. I look forward to a new year, new chair, new vice chair. We're going to have some new news coming in January as well. So look forward to that meeting. And just regarding the Santa Rita project, if you have any folks that you know that want to apply, there is a process going through submittable. So as long as they fill that out by the end of day today, the applications will be available to be reviewed by the panel. And I hope you all have wonderful holiday break.
Happy holidays.
Great. Thank you. Meeting adjourned.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you, everyone. Happy holidays. Thank you so much, everyone.
Thank you. Bye-bye.